Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There is also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed the first hour, a lot of talk about car accidents, about the NFL, about college football, a little bit of everything. Dead Lawrence Phillips, talked about that.
Yeah.
We still have plenty to get to. So you can be a part of it all. Just put odds on it when you call or text or tweet, whichever. So this thing that Lamont tweeted out is a dash cam that records, and it would have captured that guy's license plates. Although, that would be good, because I'll be honest with you, I'd have had a hard time IDing anything, because I was out for a bit, and I was so groggy when I first came around that, I mean, I barely was able to make out that it was a white SUV. And I looked at the plates and saw they were paper. That was it. I couldn't have – there's no way – that if you'd said, okay, is this a guy driving the car, I'd have been able to say yes or no, because I don't even know if it's a guy or a girl. That'd be kind of cool to have. I may have to get that. So before we get to what I teased there with the Big 12, did you see the latest on Chandler Jones? Apparently he had a bad reaction to synthetic marijuana.
Oh, no.
According to the Boston Globe. Did not overdose. Basically, on Wednesday, they reported that he did not overdose but had a bad reaction to a substance he had taken. He later added the source confirmed he used synthetic marijuana. Now, is that – can you do that during season? I guess so, if you've already been tested, right?
I don't know. I guess there's going to be some kind of punishment for him for – I mean
– yeah, that's – that would be a big loss if he can't play Sunday because he was – okay, can I just ask?
What's going on with these Jones boys?
Can't Chandler afford real marijuana? I mean, there's some really good stuff. And I don't know. I've never actually done synthetic marijuana, so maybe there's really good stuff there, too. I don't know, but I would think you could afford the good stuff. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you see Black Spotted Zebra's tweet of you?
Oh, yeah, I just retweeted it.
Yeah, he made it worse. Nick asking, are you guys buying Powerball? A bunch of people here at the office did.
Everyone at the office did except me.
Yeah. And the only reason I did it was because if those people actually won, there's some people here that if they're running around with a bunch of money, then I'm going to be pissed off. Like if Wes is richer than me,
yeah,
I'm going to be really pissed. So I figure, just in case, I'll get my share. That, and it's the whole sales staff. So if they win, those people are all quitting tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do our own work. So I'd rather, you know. Man, after nobody stopped yesterday, if I win the Powerball, I'm taking my share, I'm buying an island, and I'm disappearing. I'm never coming back. And you know what there will not be on that island? Drivers.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. I'm getting a lot of comments on synthetic on the text line. What are the odds that Hugh Jackson will turn the Browns into a respectable football team?
2%. They're the Browns.
Yeah, I like Hugh Jackson. I think of the coaches out there, he's the one I would be most interested in, because he had a track record, well, not a long track record, but he did have some success at a place where nobody's had success and didn't really get enough time there in Oakland. And he's been great as an offensive coordinator. I like him as a head coach. Of all the names out there, he intrigued me the most. And the problem is, it's Cleveland.
Guess what story came down today on Yahoo Finance? They listened to our show, apparently. The NFL owners who voted last night to approve the move of the Rams to Los Angeles left the future of the Chargers and Raiders in doubt. And the big mystery is, where will the Raiders play next season? And the possibilities are seemingly endless, but may point to a chance between staying in, or may point to a choice between staying in Oakland or moving to San Antonio. So I'm telling you, I would not be surprised at all if the Raiders end up in San Antonio.
I think that'd be cool.
The Raiders have already secured land in the Austin-San Antonio area for a potential stadium, which means they'd obviously be playing in the Alamo Dome until that was finished. And they could be using it as leverage against Oakland, but, I mean, listen, it seems like if the leverage against Oakland was going to work, Oakland would have budged before this L.A. meeting happened. I don't think Oakland's budging. I don't think they're just not in a spot to give money to the Raiders for this stadium.
Yeah. And, hey, this state is doing really well right now, even with oil down. A lot better than a lot of places in the country. It would make sense. I do think your one concern that you brought up last week at some point about that particular market of San Antonio, that is a Cowboys market.
Yeah.
And I don't think you change that by bringing a new team in. The Cowboys, you've got Cowboys fans here that are never going to change because they're Cowboys yeah. fans. So that would be my only concern with it. Otherwise, I think it can support it. And I'd love to see another football team in this state. And that's a nice short little road trip to take yep. every now and then, too. Okay, so I promised this Big 12 thing, so I'm going to do it, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. But the Big 12 was given the right to stage a championship game in football in its current format without the need for expansion. So they created an amendment that said even with 10 teams, they can have a championship game. Now, I think there's good and bad to this. First off, from an expansion standpoint, it gives you less incentive to expand, which I still think at some point they need to do. But it could also, you know, we talk about what these championship games do. It can give you, another big win late. It can also knock a team out of the playoff real easily, the yeah. real playoff. And, so they haven't decided they're doing it yet. They haven't announced they're going to do it, but they have the right to do it now. What would you do if you're the Big 12? You've been told you can have a championship game now.
I keep rolling with what I'm doing. I mean, more often than not, I feel like a championship game will just hurt you.
I think it's a little bit of an overreaction to what happened last year when you had TCU and Baylor. If TCU and Baylor play a championship game last year, does that jump them over Ohio State?
I don't know.
The same weekend that Ohio State was hanging 59 on Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's the tough thing. I mean, it would have had to have been a blowout, but yeah.
It probably wouldn't have been. I mean, it would have probably been another close game.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it would have. That's a question I can't answer. If you can tell me definitively, oh, yeah, if Baylor had beaten TCU the second time around or TCU had beaten Baylor, they're getting in over Ohio State, then I'd say, yeah, you should have a championship game. But even then, it's only 1 year.
Yeah.
You just don't have enough body of work. All right, let's try some more What Are the Odds calls. John, you are on the Blitz. What is up, sir?
Sports, guys. How
Sports
you doing?
To you.
I want to know, what are the odds we'll see Johnny Manziel on his own 30 for 30 special within 5 years?
I don't know about 5 years. It'll probably take a little bit of time. But, yeah, that guy... Listen, we talked about it last week. I think he's wasted everything.
I could see that. That's a good What Are the Odds question. That's a good way of asking. Okay, for those of you who are new to the show and you want to play What Are the Odds Wednesday with us, that's a good way of asking, is Johnny Manziel going to continue to be a complete train wreck and ruin his career, but doing it, taking it to the next level by making it a 30 for 30? I like that call. Congratulations. That would be the one that would win the gift card.
If we're playing that game,
6:15. Yeah, I think that would be a winner. So at 6:15, we play a game where you can win a Quaker Stick and Lube gift card for $50, and it's the best What Are the Odds for that segment. That should be your kind of standard from what you've heard so far, if you want to win the gift card. Just a little advice. Just trying to help people out. All right, let's try. Is that Marky? Is that what that says? Marty.
Mario.
Golly, my eyes are getting bad.
I have a question for you, gentlemen. What would be the odds that these cities who are trying to get these new franchises to come to their city to sign some kind of contract for the NFL team that we're going to build you a stadium that you're going to have to repay that debt that we had to spend to build that stadium? I mean, what are the odds that these cities get smart enough to – that is some kind of way to keep these teams from leaving their cities. I mean, nobody said nothing about the St. Louis side and how their reaction are. I'm going to hang up and listen.
I'm not really sure I understand what his question is, Fred.
I'm concussed.
I'm guessing because the owners make the city pay so much for these stadiums that he's asking. I'm guessing he was asking that what are the odds that the city gets the owners to repay back the city for the stadium they build.
Oh, no.
That's never going to happen.
You got
because,
your time.
Yeah, it's until they run out of markets that are willing to pay for stadiums. And I think you're seeing some of that in the other sports. Hasn't gotten around to football yet because that's the biggest. But at some point, hey, go look at how much the city's paid for NRG here.
Yep.
And what happens if you don't? Remember what it was like when the Oilers left? Well, a lot of you don't now because we're talking 97. But the threat of losing a team, I mean, it rips a soul out of a city in a lot of ways. And it did here. So there's really no recourse. You have to pay. And if 5 years from now Bob McNair says, hey, I want a new stadium, guess what we're gonna have to do?
Buy a new stadium.
We're gonna yep.
And guess what? Guess what won't happen again?
Yeah, exactly.
No, we're not going to do it.
You do.
There's some good
I saw a crying Texan fan, a picture of crying Texan fan on Saturday, where you know, had like the bullhorn thing on and his head in his hands and on his arm, an Oilers tattoo.
That's awesome. So I'm curious, who else in this building?
Shane.
Who else in this building watches horse racing? Because they've had this TV on. I'm not complaining because I love it. But they've had one of the TVs on TVG the last 2 days. John, is somebody in here betting in the afternoons?
I have no idea.
If they are, I hope they've read Acing Racing. They'll be able to download the audio version tonight, I'm told. It will be up.
Yeah, so. Michael is working his butt off to get that.
Yep, he's done with his end. So now it's just George getting it up on the page, which he can do pretty quickly. So I'll be tweeting out links to that. All right, quick break. A lot more to get to. More of your phone calls. There's some great stuff on Twitter I want to catch up on as well. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
They can't stop me from rapping, Kenny Hop.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Auto What Are the Odds Wednesday. I want to thank you guys for carrying me today, man. I'm hurting. It's just starting to hit me. Let's go to, and by you guys, I mean you and Jong and the listeners who have been on top of things today. A couple things from Twitter I wanted to do. Dylan Salisbury, settle an argument. Where does Gabbert rank among the top 64 quarterbacks? I say outside the top 50. My boss says he's a starter.
Outside the top 50. He's not a starter.
I agree. I think he's, and honestly.
He's not as far down now as, well, I would have said before he played this week.
I mean, really. Yeah, I think you're right. Of the backups,
I could come up with 50 guys I'd rather start for my team than him, easily.
I think I could too, including a couple guys that, oh, like the Texans picked up T.J. Yates off the street.
I'd rather have T.J. Yates.
I would too.
I'd rather have Brian Hoyer,
Brandon Whedon.
Maybe, yeah, probably Brandon Whedon.
Yeah. So, Joshua says the only good thing about a potential Raiders to San Antonio move would be they don't play in the NFC, so it'd be easier to sell. So technically, you could be Cowboy fan and Raider fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, you already got all those silver and black gear.
Yeah. You just convert your Spurs jerseys. That makes perfect sense. And Double Down says the best thing Big 12 teams can do, getting back to the fact that Big 12 can now have a championship game with only 10 teams. So the best thing they can do is schedule a legit out-of-conference opponent like Texas and OU do. And to be fair, I think TCU has tried that. They played Minnesota the last couple of years, which hasn't been a garbage program. It's at least a Power 5, Big 10 bowl team every year. So, all right, let's try Chris. Chris, you're on the Blitz. What's up, man?
Yeah, I had a two-part question. One, what are the odds that Nick Saban goes and coaches for an NFL team? And if that happens, what are the odds that Alabama goes after and lands Dabo Swinney, since he's a former player and Alabama grad? I'll hang up and listen.
We got asked this in the first hour.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
No, I would say the odds are less than 5% that he goes to the NFL. Let's try. Okay, I can't read that name on line four.
Sack.
Sack, okay. That's what I thought it said.
Hello, sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, I have a question. What are the odds question that if the Texans keep having a bad year next year also, and UFH keep having a great year next year, what are the odds that the Texans might lower Tom Herman to be their coach?
Tom Herman is an NFL coach. I'm not sure if they're looking at that. I think that he'd have to prove it at a higher level of college football before NFL teams started looking at him.
Yeah, that would be a big jump to the NFL. If anybody could do it, I think it's that guy. I'd like to see him do it for more than one season, but I'm pretty damn convinced he will. You would like to have most guys who make that jump and do a good job have some kind of NFL experience before they went to college.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll, I think, is the best example of that. I mean, he'd coached in the NFL.
Was a head coach.
Yeah, and wasn't horrible. He was pretty mediocre. And then goes to college, dominates, comes back, dominates. And Bill O'Brien even came from college. He got head coaching experience in college, but he was coordinator in the NFL too. So there's no Tom Herman NFL ties. If anybody could do it, you know, because you know what he would do? Because that dude is smart. He would hire the best defensive coordinator who'd been a coach in the NFL, who'd been a head coach, who was out there. He'd hire the best offensive coordinator who'd been a head coach in the NFL, who was out there. And he'd get really good assistants that could teach him what he needed to learn about the NFL.
Right.
That's what he would do. And, yeah, you can be successful that way. You really can, because so much of what you do is based on what your assistant coaches do. Rams to LA is nice for free agent appeal, but isn't the state tax in California really unappealing? Probably for the players. What people don't realize about that is there's basically an athlete tax in a lot of states. So, for instance, if Dwight Howard goes to play against the Knicks, his game check is taxed in New York. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know if California does that. I think they do. I could be wrong. I don't pay that much attention to financial stuff. But that's one of your game checks that would get taxed in California, which would be at a higher rate than here, because guess what? We don't have state income tax. Yeah. So from a player's perspective, it's probably not that great, but these guys make enough money. They can live comfortably in L.A.
No doubt.
And I don't know what Missouri's tax laws are like. You'd have to kind of go and look at each state. Let's try George. What is up, George?
Hey, guys. Enjoy your show. Hey, what are the odds that the University of Houston can put together two back-to-back top 25 recruiting classes in football starting this year?
Well, they're not in the top 25 right now from what I've seen. And these rankings are really, they don't mean a whole hell of a lot right now. But they got to get in the top 25 this year first. Not quite there. So, now if you count Kyle Allen as part of your recruiting class, you are a top 25 class. But they're right about 32, 33. I think they'll pull another couple players. And think about this for a minute. 32-33 in a non-Power 5? That's pretty damn impressive.
No doubt.
And you put two of those together, yeah, you're going to be really good in that conference for a long time. So I top 25 is a bit ambitious, but where they are right now, not bad.
I found out what that tax is called. It's called the jock tax.
Yeah.
And only three states don't have the jock tax. Texas, Florida, Washington, and Washington, D.C. doesn't have the jock tax. So I guess if you go play the Redskins, I guess you technically don't have to pay the jock tax.
You know why Texas and Florida and Washington doesn't have any income tax?
Because they don't have state income tax.
Yeah, so that's why we have cooler states than them. Now, Florida's also got knuckleheads. But yeah, that's why if you're a rich person looking for a place to live, dude, you should come to Texas. It's a great place to live for that. All right, let's try Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what are the odds Rob Gronkowski passes out of venereal disease on a weekly basis?
I think he can if he wants. I'm not sure exactly what he's up to, but I bet he's getting his fair share. I'll go with 20%.
Yeah.
And I would hope a guy like Gronk is safe. You know what
I
mean?
Well, he's got to be because he's not spitting kids out all over the place.
That's true. I think he's a smart guy.
He's not going Cromartie. I'm pretty sure he's taking care of business.
Did you hear that news that Antonio Cromartie and his wife are expecting another kid, even though he got a vasectomy?
No, they're expecting
twins.
Yes. Twins. That's crazy.
My goodness.
He got a vasectomy.
He needs to get he needs to go on Jerry Springer. I don't buy this. Or Maury Povich. I'd want the test.
I guarantee you if your wife came up pregnant after you'd done that, you'd want that test.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Do we have a guest when we come? No, we don't have a guest. So there. We'll just keep it going. So what are the odds Wednesday? We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I want to say good job, everybody, bringing up me, myself, and Irene. And the kids are going to come out white instead of black like they were in the movie.
Zing.
If anybody in this building has some Aleve or some Tylenol, you will be my best friend for life. I'm struggling here. Ah, John, you're the man. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Two?
Yeah, three.
Three?
Yeah, man, I take three of these things. You kidding me?
Big man, bro.
Yeah, big man, a lot of pain. So, Jeremy wants to know, what are the odds only one person wins a Powerball drawing? I don't even know what I would do with $1 billion. I have no clue. I can't even conceive of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd buy one of those little cameras for my car that Lamont has.
True. You know, I was looking there. It's $930 million is the cash payout. And you could buy an NHL team. You could buy...
I might do that.
Something like 18 or 19 NBA teams, one of 14 MLB teams. You couldn't buy an NFL team.
No. That's what I'd do. I'd buy an NHL team and move it to Houston.
Okay. Which one?
You
could buy the Red Wings if you wanted.
You wouldn't want to move the Red Wings. If I bought the Red Wings, it'd be to keep them in Detroit.
Yeah, but then you got to live in Detroit.
Well, I don't have to. Fly there. But no, I'd go get the Panthers or the Coyotes.
Okay.
That have some young talent and will be good in a couple of years. Those Coyotes, man, they're going to be really good in about 2 years. That'd be perfect.
All right.
So that's what I do. Thank you. Thank you for giving me a project, because otherwise I would have been sitting there going, what do I do with all this damn money? Not going to win it. What are the odds the lottery is a government conspiracy in order to pay our trillions of dollars of debt? The scary thing is that billion doesn't even make the tiniest of dents. So even if someone named Sam United won the thing, it wouldn't do any good. All right, let's try some more phone calls. Is that Amir? I hope I got your name right. I'm concussed and I can't see very well. Is that Amir?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, sports, Amir.
You're on.
Hey, sports. What are the odds the Texans try to trade or sign a free agent quarterback, maybe get Mike Glennon versus draft one in the upcoming draft? I personally don't think there's a lot of good quarterbacks available considering the number of teams that need a quarterback. So just wanting to get your thoughts on that. Thanks.
I think if they go that route, they'll probably just be happy to stay with Tom Savage.
Yeah, I do think that's a little lost in the conversation. And, hey, another good call bringing up Mike Glennon, because that's not a name that anybody's brought up yet, I think for a reason, but that's okay. I do think that kind of guy will be a possibility. I don't know that he's...
I mean, is Mike Glennon better? Is he an upgrade over Brian Hoyer?
I don't think so. I don't know either.
I think they're the same guy. One's younger.
Yeah, you need.
And I don't want Mike Glennon to be like my future at quarterback. At least with Brian Hoyer, you're comfortable in saying that's not my future.
Yeah,
that's what we've got for now. If we bring in Mike Glennon, you know, there's going to be a group of people who think that's the future, like they did with Ryan Mallett. And I don't know if that's what you want.
I think you've got to keep in mind you do have your project quarterback. When everybody says, "Oh, take this guy in the fifth round." Well, you did that with Savage. And now he'll be year three. So theoretically, if he's your project quarterback, then he's going to be a better option than someone like that because he's been in the system for 3 years. My big concern with him is in 2 years, he's been hurt pretty much every time he's gotten on the field. And you know how I like my quarterbacks to be durable. I want that guy that can take a beating. I want Ben Roethlisberger, who's going to limp out there on one leg with one arm and still produce. And those guys are hard to find. There's just not that many of them. And because so often we see this, even with the great ones, when they get beat up, that's when they're not as good. We saw it with Andrew Luck this year.
Right.
He was beat up. He wasn't an effective quarterback.
Peyton Manning.
Aaron Rodgers at times when he hasn't looked good. Usually it's because there's an injury. So, and that's why if you get a guy like Joe Flacco, who's just durable as hell this year notwithstanding, you love that. Eli. Guys like that, they don't get hurt. And that's what you want your quarterback for, because then he'll be out there every week. Let's try Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Going sports.
So it's kind of a two-part question. What are the odds that San Diego does wind up in Los Angeles? And given the fact that Philip Rivers hasn't kept it a secret that he does not want to play for Los Angeles, he'd rather retire, what are the odds that we could figure out a way to get to pay the money to get him to Houston, considering his current contract?
His new contract.
Yeah,
makes that...
I'd say 0%. Yeah. He signed a new contract, so he's not going anywhere.
So even if he doesn't want to go to Oakland, I mean,
no.
Sorry.
He knew when he signed that new contract that they probably weren't going to be in San Diego.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah. That's why he, a guy who's already 34, got 4 years and $83 million.
He's finishing his career with that franchise.
Yeah.
And, you know, all right, I'm going to sum up pretty much every quarterback call we've had, except for Mike Glennon. I'm going to give him credit for that. We've heard Philip Rivers more than once, RG3,
yep.
Colin Kaepernick, Drew Brees, Matt Stafford. Am I missing anybody? Peyton Manning. Do you bring in Peyton Manning next year? Okay, I think that's pretty much your gamut of quarterbacks. Did I miss anybody? So I'm not on my game today. I could have easily missed somebody.
That's it.
So that's every name that's been... Oh, no, A.J. McCarron. We got the A.J. McCarron
calls. Oh,
yeah,
plenty of those.
Okay, so we dismissed that one. All right, so those are your options. Bob McNair, what do you do? And let's be honest, some of those aren't options. Philip Rivers and Peyton Manning. A.J. McCarron's not an option. Now, Peyton Manning is not going to be in Denver next year. If he's going to play another year, I think that's a possibility. But that's also not your franchise quarterback of the future. That's your franchise quarterback for a year if he stays healthy. So your realistic options are probably, I mean, and I don't think Matt Stafford is
going anywhere.
And I don't think Drew Brees is a realistic possibility. So suddenly we're down to Colin Kaepernick and RG3.
I don't want those
guys. And the same names. And, you know, and the same guys that we talk about them drafting, you know, Carson Wentz and Christian Hackenberg. And, you know, because I think you can, and it may change with the combine. I think you can safely take Paxton Lynch and the kid from Cal completely out of the conversation.
Goff
yeah, Jared Goff. Those two guys are going to be long gone. So
you're looking at Connor Cook or, you know, the kid from North Dakota.
Oh, yeah, one other name you guys can stop on, Colt McCoy.
No.
Again, you've already got Colt McCoy and Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, although I'd rather have Colt McCoy than RG3.
Wow. I never thought I'd hear you say that.
Yeah. RG3, the guy can't stay healthy. He brings drama everywhere he goes. I have no interest in him. None.
No, I always will give people the benefit of the doubt that if, especially when you go through a situation like this, you can learn from it. And hopefully he's learned from it. And if he has, and he's a more mature, I mean, we see this a lot with quarterbacks. They're spoiled little brats. Cam Newton has matured. Cam Newton, you were ready to get rid of him after year two. And he did. He still does some things that drive me nuts. But he's become a better player and a better, more responsible leader. Maybe that can happen. If it does, and he can stay healthy. Boy, now see, that's the problem with all these guys. Now you're getting into if.
If he can stay healthy, which he's never done since his rookie year.
Yeah, pretty much. What are the odds Barry Warner wins the Powerball?
I hope so.
You know what Barry would do with his money?
He'd die.
Well, yeah, that's going to happen.
He'd marry some chick who's way too young and way too hot, and she'd get all the money.
No, I think what Barry would do if he won, just speculating, and John, I'd like your thoughts on this as well.
I think I know where you're going.
Barry would pay for us to be gone. He would buy this time slot.
Oh, I don't know about that. I know he would. I know he would. He might probably buy more airtime.
Yes. He'd want to buy this time slot, but he'd want to work with me.
Well, there's that.
He always wants to work with
me. Oh, by the way, did you take his little cricket?
No, I didn't take the toy.
Because we found it. I was talking to him the other day, and we found it in the 1560 studio, and he thought it was you.
No.
He said, because that's the one that he's had for years, and he got another one.
Of all the people, what do I say? Don't touch other people's stuff.
Yeah,
this exactly. Is a work environment. I have to say, AJ is the last person that I would accuse of taking somebody's work thing. Although a cricket's kind of a different animal.
No.
Yeah, well, he thought you took it because to mess with him.
No.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell him. I think he would pump money back into the station.
I
to answer your question,
I would sell him my spot on the show.
Well, I would just say, just buy a better tower.
That could be true.
Yeah, that would switch us to a different signal.
Well, just get a second tower, one that gets us into Katy.
Yeah.
That would be, you could do that, right? In fact, I'll commit to this right now. I will do that if this little group wins with a chunk of my money. I'll buy a second tower.
Okay.
Okay? You can put that on the record. When this group wins tomorrow, that's what I'm doing.
You're going to quit, though.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not going to quit. All right. I like doing what I'm doing.
Okay.
I limped in here today just because I didn't want to miss a show. And you think I'm going to quit? What would I do?
I don't know. I mean, you'd go spend money. You'd live in Canada.
No, I would just spend some time up there in the summer like I do now. I don't want to live there.
All right.
I already do everything I want. Why the hell would I quit? Well, I'll tell you what. Here's something else I would do. I would pay to have the studios move downtown so I never have to drive on 59 again.
Oh, yeah, but now I'm going to have to move. I'm going to have to drive down there.
Yeah, but you have to drive anyway.
Yeah, but I've got to drive into downtown now.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's nothing compared to having to drive on 59.
Yeah.
And you know what? And here's what else I would do. I would even buy like a whole floor of condos so that if you didn't want to drive home that night, you have a place to stay.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're worried about the driving. See, just to get you guys, for everybody. Anybody could use them, although not everybody. There's some people I'd say no to. But in general, they'd be there for a guy like you or John just said, you know what, I'm going to stay downtown tonight.
Okay.
You'd have a place.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you know who would clean that place?
I know exactly who would clean
Dirt
that place.
Dirt-free, of course. Guys, thanks to the cold and wet winter weather, we're spending a lot of the times in the houses these days. So why be cooped up in a dirty house? Call the pros at Dirt-free today. I've used Dirt Free for a long time. I used them when I was in Austin. I've used them here in Houston. They do fantastic work. They always leave my floors looking like new. They're Houston's leading carpet cleaning professionals. They're not using soaps or chemicals, which can damage your carpet fibers like the other guys do. They use a non-toxic, patented pre-spray along with super water and truck-powered equipment. And that technology is what really sets them apart and gives you the great results. Once the stains are gone, they don't come back. They've got Sunday service now available. They can clean whatever you need clean. They'll come out, carpet, tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, whatever you need. They'll even clean the interior of your car if that's what you want. Start the new year with a brand new look and feel of clean carpets. Dirt Free's got an amazing deal for you. Three rooms for $99.95 with a free speed dry. That's called 281-347-8373. That's 281-347-8373. Or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free.
Live. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's opening weekend for live thoroughbred racing at Sam Houston Race Park. The Blitz will broadcast live from the park from 4 until 7. It's 50-cent beer night, Military Appreciation Day. All military members can get in with a valid military ID. Also tonight, Hustle Town with Craig Shelton and Jason Braddock, and maybe we can ask Braddock what he did to piss off Bill O'Brien. So, John, I know I'm not 100% here, and I know that I'm kind of struggling, but shouldn't we have a giveaway for Sam Houston?
Yes, I accidentally left it in my studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we have that. So
yes, we do.
All right. We'll do that next hour. We'll do it next hour. I don't want to do it right now. We have people on the line. I want to get to them. Nick says we have 34 out of 51 workers that have pitched into the lottery. If we all win the Phillips 66 plan, Mont Bellevue is screwed. I actually would like to see that happen. Just some business where everybody wins and see if they're all at work the next day. See how many people wouldn't show up. Because if your share is $100 million, you know damn well it's like, sorry, boss. You're on your own.
Yep, gone.
Good luck. All right, I have to do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Mumbai, where apparently they do things a little differently when it comes to recovering stolen goods. The police force there, a man had a stolen gold chain, and he swallowed it to escape public wrath, it says. I don't know why the public would have wrath over it, but he had stolen a gold chain, so he swallowed it.
Okay.
And it occurred in a fish market in the eastern suburbs. The accused snatched a woman's expensive gold chain and bolted. As she screamed, residents gave chase, pinned him down, and hammered him. So he swallowed it. An x-ray revealed that he had the metallic object was in his stomach. Guess how the police got it out? They force-fed him 4 dozen bananas so that he would extricate the gold chain.
Yeah.
I have to say, that's a very different police tactic.
Yeah.
Isn't it going to come out anyway at some point?
Yeah.
You would think? Are you going to want that chain back when it's been through somebody's poo?
I mean, I wouldn't want it back, but
I'd clean it and sell it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's some freak show out there that thinks that's cool and would pay way too much money
for
it.
Maybe so.
Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Texter says McCoy has a better arm, better vision, more mobile. Don't compare him to Hoyer. Are you kidding me?
He's Cole McCoy?
Yes. He's the same guy. He doesn't have a great arm. He doesn't have great vision. It's about the same mobility. He's the same guy. He's a backup quarterback in the NFL, which is what Brian Hoyer should be. So, yeah, stop with that. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Let's squeeze on a what-are-the-odds phone call. Let's try Paul. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing sports.
I had a quick question on what are the odds. What are the odds that the Oakland Raiders make it to the playoffs next year?
I like the Raiders. I mean, I think that division is tough. I mean, you've got two teams that are firmly ahead of them right now.
Yeah.
I mean, but if they add 2-3 more wins to last season, they're there. I'll go 40%.
Going to miss Woodson, but I like the way they've drafted the last couple of years. They've added some really good players. I still think, you know, everything being equal, it would be 25%. It's not really equal. I mean, winning the division, but you got two teams out of there this year. I'll go 15%. I still think the Broncos are going to be a factor. What you need is the Broncos to come back to earth. I think this Chiefs team is only going to get better. Presumably healthy Jamal Charles back. if they can add a few more weapons on offense, that defense is in the prime of its career, and yeah. those guys aren't going anywhere. So I like that Chiefs team a lot moving into next year. But I do think the Raiders will improve, and I think they'll get better. I just don't know if it'll be enough. And because you're going to have to probably be that second team in the division.
All right, guys. We've been talking about, you know, what everybody's going to do when they win the lotto. And if you don't win the lotto and you still are at a job that you hate or doesn't pay you enough or just makes you work too many hours, you need to know about My Computer Career. You know, the IT industry is booming. Everyone's got a buddy in IT, and those guys are all making money. They can always pay their bills because there's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest-growing industries in the country. And the place to go to get those skills is mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. Houston is one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies all over the city hiring IT guys. But to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and the certifications, and you can get those at My Computer Career. And you're probably thinking, man, I don't have time to go back to school. That's going to take that's going to take several years. I've got bills to pay. I got a mortgage, car payment. I got a family. Well, My Computer Career, you'll be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid is available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu today. Take the free career evaluation. It's the first step in changing your life and making more money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation and tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.